Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gule to all eyes on the medium-term budget speech. Hey, it's been tough with these budgets. What can we expect?
It's been tough, but essentially the budget speech was delivered yesterday, and the mini budget is what is typically referred to as the medium-term budget policy statement. So this is essentially a framework to understand what the medium-term plan from a fiscal point of view is for the South African government. So essentially objectives regarding growth, opportunities to invest in infrastructure, and of course making sure that there is an alignment to boost investor confidence. One of the key takeaway notes that we discovered yesterday in the minister's speech was that there is an alignment in terms of the interest rate target, essentially that culminating to 3% that we do see between the South African Reserve Bank's MPC as well as the SARB. Coupled with that, ongoing investment into infrastructure remains a key priority for National Treasury. And in a moment, I'll also still be speaking to the Finance Minister here at the sidelines of a post-budget breakfast briefing. We will also get some context just in terms of how they're likely going to ensure that outside of remaining quite constrained in terms of our spending, that they do also continue to improve revenues, which has been performing incredibly well on the back of several investments made to SARS. So overall, some good news, a lot more positivity. There's still work to be done. However, the sentiment seems to be a lot more confident.
Mm. So you on Vodacom, right? A best friend of mine, NJ, is also on Vodacom. Anel is on Vodacom. And I've noticed that whenever I've been speaking to you guys over the last week, the line's been bad. I don't know if Makate took all your money, you know? But on a serious note, Vodacom... Vodacom's now partnered with Starlink to provide better internet connectivity and service.
Well, you might recall that I did speak to Shamil Jusup, right, the CEO of Vodacom, and I asked him very boldly how much they paid, and he jokingly said to me they can't disclose. But yeah, Vodacom seems to have been investing their money in many, many assets. And if you look at the business really, one thing's quite telling is that they are beginning to own the full value chain of telecommunications or technology services. They have recently agreed to partner with Starlink right across the continent, and that's really a critical move to make sure that not only do they have broadband infrastructure, they have tower networks, but also essentially going to tap into satellite technology in order to make sure that they broaden their reach regarding coverage. If I reflect on some of the outcomes of their numbers, this is not necessarily the first deal that they've participated in. You might recall that they've recently partnered or acquired with Massive, and Massive is a big entity that essentially partners and affiliates with Dark Fiber Africa. So essentially making sure that the last mile of connectivity to offices, to homes, is something that they are also actively involved in from an infrastructure point of view. So let's see what this does reveal. Maybe the network will be better. You won't complain about the line anymore when you catch up with us. But maybe this also speaks to better prospects for Vodacom investors who've been benefiting from ongoing dividend payouts from the business.
Yeah. What are the markets saying?
Markets overall, we are seeing a very positive reaction. You might recall that just yesterday we saw the budget speech being announced. So overall, the All Share Index will open up from a level of 112,908 points. Currency-wise, we are a lot firmer, 17.07 against the US dollar, 22.40 to the British pound, and now at 19.78 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.